It's the Roller Around the Barrel podcast, the Swamper Around the Barrel, Fox and Barrel Foot Roller. Name and working progress. I don't know. What am I trying to say something, Rudy?
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. He is flustered for one reason and one reason alone. Sitting across the table from us this afternoon at the Ohio Cup, the 2021 Ohio Cup here at Muffin Meadow. Look, I say it all the time, but this is a bona fide fact. There is science, literal, actual science, to back it up. The most handsome man in vintage baseball, the face of vintage baseball himself, Mike Feeney, is joining us.
Why, sorry, you're talking about me?
No.
Just kidding. Mike, we've overexposed you as much as possible on this podcast. Are you okay with that?
Sure, why not?
Let's just address the elephant in the room. Like, everybody comes on. Who's your favorite vintage player? I like watching Mike Feeney play.
I'm so tired of that.
Marbles that.
They didn't watch me play this weekend.
You're the golden boy, and I'm so happy for you. And as somebody who got to wear, literally physically wear your jersey yesterday, the hype is real. It's just real.
All right, enough of this bullshit. Tell us about your weekend. What in the hell is wrong with you?
A lot of things. Where should we start?
You were here yesterday for the Ohio Cup. Did you show up on Friday?
No.
So you showed up.
Well, we came in Friday, but we did not play in the all-comers match Friday.
Okay, so you took it easy Friday night by doing what?
We stopped at Buffalo Wild Wings on the way down and got in around 10 o'clock and went to sleep.
Good for you, Mike. Yes. And that's where the normality stops. You show up yesterday morning. You play two matches. Who were they against?
We played at 10 a.m. against the Cincinnati Buckeyes. And then at noon, we played against the Black Bottom Nine.
I want you to, after that match is over, I want you to take me through what exactly you've gone through since the end of that match to right now in this moment, the best that you can.
After that second match, I left town. I went to Milwaukee to see the band 21 Pilots, which is my favorite band. And they were playing their first concert post-COVID. And I figured, hey, I can make this happen. So I did. I hopped on a flight out of Columbus. Had a quick layover in Chicago and then ended up in Milwaukee for the concert. Went to the concert and then went right back to the airport, got a couple hours of sleep, had a layover in my hometown of Detroit, and then got back in at about 9:45 for our 10 a.m. game this morning.
How you feeling, Mike?
A little tired, but I have this frozen Coke here to keep me going. So one more game left, and I think I can do it. So,
what was the exact set list of 21 Pilots last night?
There were like 26 songs.
Give me what they opened with, what they encore.
They opened with Good Day,
okay,
which is off their new album, and they didn't have an encore.
They just left the stage.
They left the stage, and that was it. But they played the song Trees, which they always close out their set list with. Anybody that's been to a show kind of knew that was it, no encore.
Wow.
It was a long set, hour and a half, hour 45.
I know a girl who knows a girl that 21 Pilots played in their church band. So, I mean,
do you still have connections to them? I own a 21 Pilots drum kit I'm trying to get signed. So,
Mike, I know I asked this earlier in the interview, but what the hell is wrong with you?
A lot of things.
Seriously, dude, when are you going to go home and start working on your haunt? Tonight? You're going to be working on it tonight.
Probably Monday.
Okay.
Tomorrow evening, probably. I got a fantasy football draft tonight as soon as I get home. And then we're turning around and we're playing at Greenfield Village against the Lottie Dawes tomorrow. So,
all you ladies out there that are like, Mike Feeney's a catch. No.
You're wrong.
He is not a catch.
No, he's a catch, but you got to run.
You're not going to catch him.
You got to run to make that catch.
Might catch something.
You are. Mike, tell us about your feelings about the Ohio Cup.
I love it. It's a great event where there's a bunch of teams, and it's kind of a great finale to the season.
It does. Why does it feel like the end of the season? Why does this event? Is it just because it's the...
Do you remember back in the day when kids wouldn't go to school until after Labor Day?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that's why. Now, kids go back to school before Labor Day now, but that's why Labor Day weekend feels like the end.
Maybe that's why half my team is missing this weekend.
Because they're going back to school?
Might be.
Wow.
Explains why we have four players.
You could be on to something. Could be. No, it's interesting because, like, I didn't. I'd always heard about, like, seasonal depression, right? And I didn't understand it until Sunday around 2, 3 o'clock at the Cup because my brothers weren't playing. The Capitals weren't playing. I was picking up a game with some other team. My little brother was at school in college, and I'm like, well, I guess this is it. This is the end. I'm a little sad now. It's over. But I, you know what? In my old age, I'm digging my heels in the ground. It's not over. There could be more baseball. Ladies and gentlemen, global warming exists. It's going to be like 70 degrees in November. We can play some baseball, right?
Yeah.
There we go.
Let's not get into that.
See, why not?
Some people might listen to this and say, wow, my God, why does Barrel Roller always interview Marbles? That's because Marbles is vintage baseball. And not
he
only
has
that.
He has nothing else to do.
But you are a giant supporter of everything I do and want to do.
That's because you do very cool things.
Oh. Yeah. God, I love you.
Frankenmuth 22.
That's Mike Feeney's fault. All he did was yell at me for a year.
It works. That's all it takes.
See you at the booth in 22.
You actually, when I started the podcast, you were like my first guest, and you've done some co-hosting with me. We went to that brewery that you don't even drink, but we got our first whale with Cougar. At that brewery, what was the name of that damn place? I don't know. That's not a very good promotion.
That's a very good question.
But you're always open for co-hosting and everything on here. I feel like you're part of the Roller Around the Barrel podcast family, even though you just get interviewed all the time. We've actually done things that have never hit the airwaves. We did this whole thing in a hotel room about Frankenmuth Festival.
We did,
yes. We released the schedule. And talked about the festival and never released it because COVID took it away from us.
Yeah. So now I have to make a new schedule.
So, yes, now Mike Feeney's actually one of the committee members forced into the role from yelling at me for a year to do Frankenmuth. So he's actually doing scheduling. I know he's partnering up with Jeremy Stedry from Bay City on stuff. They're like my main organizers of this thing. So if you have anything good to say about Frankenmuth?
Anything goes wrong this time that didn't go wrong before.
If it goes right, feel free to contact me. If it goes wrong, Mike Feeney and Jeremy Stedery will be the reasons behind that. Rudy's going to be helping too, but he's a behind the scenes because he lives all the way down here.
Yep.
But that's 8 minutes, Mike. Anything you want to get in?
No, that's about it. Excited to play my last match of the day and go draft my fantasy team.
All right. Mike Gesicki, tight end of the Miami Dolphins, is going to get a lot of catches this year.
Going with Gronk.
Okay. See ya.